Yes, it is. And that little winter storm warning thing still showing up on my weather screen. Been trying to get rid of it. Sherry Bell, I'm blaming this on you again. I blamed you for it last week, and here we go again.
No deal.
I only say that because you're as anxious for spring to get here as I am.
20 days,
and then I think a week from Sunday we set our clocks ahead.
We can do this.
Now, I know that's not going to bring spring weather any quicker. It's just, I guess with me, it's all psychological.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's all in my head, which story of my life. Anyway, Stephen Cherian from Action Realty. We're here to talk real estate like we do every Tuesday. And Steve, you're just trying to get a handle on the numbers. We were talking about this before we went live here.
Yep, and it's still kind of hanging in there right now, trying to get a pulse on whether we're going up or going down at this point.
But okay.
I'm hoping for the best, I guess.
Where are we at right now?
Well, we're in that 6.5 again, fixed for 30 years, or you get into these adjustable rates, which can be lower than that.
Okay. You brought something up, and it made me want to ask you this question. Do you get a lot of listings from, like, the outlying area, you know, Fairmount, Windermere, Ledgewood? Do those come rolling into you every now and then?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
You know, we've been in Fairmount, I guess I would say, quite a bit lately. And, you know, we get out to Hankinson, and probably as far west as we've gone. I've been at Oaks before, but that's getting out there.
That is getting out there.
So.
Well, that's good, though. When people think of realtors, they just think of Action Realty, and that's kind of what you want, right?
Exactly. Yep. We like to cover the area.
I've got one question that was emailed to me here, and this person says, I actually have three questions about reverse mortgages. Okay. Number one, what are they? Number two, when should a homeowner consider one? And number three, is there a downside? Let's cover number one. What are they exactly?
Well, reverse mortgages, I guess. Basically what you're doing is you're taking out a loan and you're drawing from that amount. So let's say you don't have a loan on your property right now, and let's say that you want to borrow $100,000 or something to that effect. It's a percentage of the appraised value, so you're not going to get 100% of that. You're going to get maybe, I'm not even sure, maybe 60, 70%.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a monthly check from that coming at you until you get to the point, you know, where you will have to, you know, pay that off, or when you sell your house, you will then pay that off when you have the money to pay it off.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just like it's a check coming at you every month to make that house payment from the equity that you already have in your home.
So that's the upside.
That's the upside.
Okay. When should a homeowner consider getting one?
Well, that's a good question, I guess. It's if you don't have access to a lot of cash and that's where it's all sitting, I guess that's one of the things to look at. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would always tell you that if you do have a financial advisor, maybe you should check with them to see how that affects your situation personally.
Okay. And number three, is there a downside to this? Because it does, from what I'm looking at, it does appear to be, you know, a good thing, but there's got to be something on the other side of it too.
Yeah. And I guess sometimes maybe the downside, I guess, with my experience with them has been that a lot of times you take these older in life and you very possibly pass away before, you know, you've gotten to the point where you're going to come in and sell your house and pay it off. And then those get a little stickier.
I was going to say, then what happens?
Then you start running it through the estate and, you know, and who's involved with that and your personal representatives. And they get a little bit messy sometimes.
Yeah, courts and lawyers and all sorts of things going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that answers the three questions. And this came to us anonymously. So, again, folks, if you've got real estate questions, these two, if they can't answer it, nobody can. So email your questions to us at studio@kbmw.com, and we'll get an answer every Tuesday. Sherry, let's move over to this great promotion that you had for the Veterans Home in Lisbon and the Veterans Home in Fergus Falls. Mm-hmm. You took up a collection, and throughout the month of – you did this in January, too.
January and February.
Okay, and you said the end tally is looking pretty good.
We've had a great turnout, and I'm just so pleased the response that we have received from the local residents. So, and I'd really like to thank everyone for their donations, and, you know, it's greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. Are you thinking about doing this again possibly next year?
You know, I think it's a great cause, and why not? So you never know.
Well, and we were talking too before we actually went live. It's a shame that you know, that even has to be a thing or be an issue with our veterans. And you said, and I totally agree with you, there should never be a homeless veteran anywhere in the country. So
absolutely.
You did a good thing.
Good.
So now if you could just work on the weather for us, you know, that would be graciously appreciated. And
I'm trying.
If Steve can work on the numbers, then, you know, we'll be in good shape.
We have one more thing. We do have a new listing coming on the market tomorrow.
Shoot. What do you got?
It's a three-bedroom Rambler or one-story home with a full basement finish, two-car attached garage. It's one of those homes that fits a lot of people's needs, and it's going to be under $200,000, which is good in today's market.
No kidding.
So so if people are kind of looking around for just a very, very nice medium-range home, this is one of them.
So how do they get more information on this, Steve?
Well, they can call in to 642-4700 at Action Realty.
All right. And folks, if you missed the number, we're going to podcast this, of course. That'll be up early this afternoon. Steve, Sherry, thank you so much for stopping in on this Tuesday edition. Talking Real Estate with Sherry Bell and Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Wake up with this guy. Bill Dablo.
I love this station.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
That's big, big, big.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.